Last week, Uganda's State Minister for Relief, Disaster Preparedness and Refugees, Esther Anyakun Davina, asked South Sudan to mobilize resources and send to Uganda as part of humanitarian support for the two countries' refugees that Uganda is hosting. She noted that Uganda is bearing the burden of hosting tens of thousands of refugees from South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo, yet neither country contributes funds for the refugees. A Uganda newspaper, The Daily Monitor, quoted Uganda's State Minister for Relief, Disaster Preparedness and Refugees as saying South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo must send Uganda money since the state has been paying for the refugees' food and welfare. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus today, John Darby, the Deputy Commissioner for the South Sudan Refugees Commission, says South Sudan will not be sending Uganda money for refugees.
Normally, when the refugees cross to another country, they become refugees, they are registered. Normally, it is the responsibility of the host country, which takes care of them and provide funding. And also with the international community, the UNHCR and World Food and the rest.
Last month, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and other humanitarian agencies in East Africa appealed for $1.2 billion to respond to the humanitarian needs of the South Sudanese refugees living in neighboring countries. Darby says South Sudan and its international partners are struggling to provide protection and humanitarian assistance to hundreds of thousands of refugees seeking safety inside South Sudan.
Over 360,000 whom we are taking care of jointly with UNHCR. They're from different countries, but 90% from Sudan, from the Blue Nile region and then the South Kordofan region. Then we have from Congo, DRC, and then we have from some from Ethiopia, and then some from Central African Republic. So it's like a number of countries. It's not just one country.
Uganda, the DRC, and South Sudan have all hosted refugees for decades. Darby says if there are serious concerns about the humanitarian situation of South Sudanese refugees, Uganda should address those concerns through diplomatic means.
So if there is anything, they could communicate to us through the Foreign Office, through our embassy in Uganda. It will be much, much easier for us to understand and to handle. But like this one now, it's just an unfounded statement, and we are not able to work on this kind of statements.
Uganda is a home to nearly 1 million South Sudanese who fled their country following the outbreak of war in 2013 and 2016. In September 2018, South Sudan's warring parties signed a rift-less peace agreement requiring the transitional government to immediately institute programs for the repatriation of refugees. Darby says those preparations have yet to be completed. Last month, the Norwegian Refugee Council said in a study that a reduction in food aid at refugee camps in Uganda has forced many South Sudanese refugees to make dangerous and expensive journeys back to their home country, which often involves the risk of violence and extortion. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.